This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. King tides are the year's highest and lowest tides. They occur when there's alignment of the gravitational pull between the sun, moon, and earth. The Central Coast will see king tides in the coming week, and with them, a chance to participate in a statewide science project. Beth Thornton has more.
King tides are coming to the Central Coast. They occur naturally during the winter months and make for a teachable moment.
King tides are 1 to 2 feet higher than an average tide. And it turns out that that's about what we expect to see in California in the next few decades from sea level rise.
Annie Cohet-Frankel from the California Coastal Commission manages the state's King Tides project. She says the supersized tides themselves are not evidence of climate change, but they can help raise awareness about the effects of rising sea levels.
It allows us to look at them and think about what would it be like if the water was this high every single day.
The project encourages community members to observe and safely take photos, then upload them to the California King Tides website.
Look at how these high tides are impacting our public beaches, our beach accessways, wetlands, roads, other coastal infrastructure.
Frankel says the growing library of photos can then be used by researchers, students, and government planners to study the impact of rising sea levels. She suggests heading to the shore about half an hour on either side of high tide.
The Elephant Seal Viewpoint in San Simeon would be a great place to go, especially because the elephant seals are there right now. So to see the impact of the low tide and the high tide.
That's Mary Szczesinski from the Environmental Center of San Luis Obispo, or ECOSLO. She also suggests Tidelands Park in Morro Bay and most anywhere along the north coast of the county. In Santa Barbara, the Sea Center recommends the base of Stearns Wharf to look for sea stars, crabs, even octopus at low tide. There will be more king tides on the Central Coast in mid-December. To find more information, go to californiakingtides.net. For KCBX News, this is Beth Thornton.